Tell him. Tell him about the job and what is expected of him. Where to get stock and supplies. What protective equipment he will need. Stress the safe way to work and point out the hazards. Show him, going slowly through each step of the process. Show him what to do and tell him why it is done that way. And be sure he understands the names of things. Emphasize safety as you go along. Then let him try it. First, while you watch, giving him time to get it straight without suggestion or help, unless he does something wrong. And then for a while, completely on his own. Correct mistakes and also commend him for good performance. This is the follow-through and should be repeated frequently at first, less often later as he masters the job.
Well, I've watched my assistant, George Stevens, use this system in teaching a girl how to run a drill press. It's a mighty good example, I think.
Now, Mary, you see how that drill turns. If your hair caught in that, you'd be hurt badly. That's why we insist you wear that cap. Your clothes can catch, too. That's why you must wear short sleeves.
And no jewelry. Mr. Payne said leave my rings in the locker room.
You bet. A ring could catch and tear your hand to pieces. And anyway, this kind of work doesn't do your jewelry any good. This is an important job, Mary. You're helping to build engines for pursuit planes. And this is one of the essential parts. The pins in this jig are set with great care, so that every part will be exactly right to the thousandth part of an inch. Now, I'll show you how. Pick up the piece this way, see?
Yes, sir.
And set it in the jig like this, and lock it down. Now, you slide the jig under the spindle along this guide. Hold it with your left hand. Then pull down on this lever, slowly, so as not to force the drill. Sometimes chips fly, and that's why we ask you to wear goggles. After the holes are drilled, you unlock the jig and place the finished piece in the pan right here. Then brush the chips out of the jig with this brush. If you don't do this, the next piece won't fit exactly. Then clean the table with this squeegee so you won't cut your hands on the chips. Don't forget it.
I'm sure I won't.
Now, can you tell me what you're going to do?
I think so. First, I pick up this piece and put it in the jig like this. Then I lock the jig and slide it along the guide under the spindle.
Now, you can either stand or sit at this job. Probably you'll want to change around occasionally. Go ahead now. Take it easy. That's right. Now, wait a minute. Lock the jig. Mustn't forget that.
Oh, of course.
Now you're doing all right, Mary. Okay. You go ahead for a while now, and I'll be right over there if you need me.
Well, Stevens let her work alone for a while, but he checked up now and then.
You're getting along fine. Just one thing, Mary. Don't bend your head over the work like that. You're getting too close to the drill. Keep your hair tucked in under your cap. You're doing a good job.
Thank you, Mr. Stevens.
Well, I checked up on Mary's progress, too. For training is my responsibility, no matter who does the actual teaching. And I can tell you she's coming along all right.
Well, that guy Stevens knows his stuff, John.
It sounds easy, doesn't it? And it is. But it does take some preparation. Before the foreman or anybody else can teach a job, he has to know how to do the job. Then he must analyze the job and get down on paper the things he's going to teach, including all the safety points. You know, the government and many technical schools give courses in job instruction. Several of our foremen and key workers have taken them, and it has helped them a lot in their work. The point I'm making is that safety needs to be built right into the job instruction, because it's part of the job.
Yes, I know of one instance when an old employee instructed a new one but left out safety. He permitted the new man to wear canvas gloves around sheet metal straightening rolls. Well, his glove got caught on the sheet and carried his hand in between the guard and the moving strip. This wouldn't have happened if his job instruction had included safety.
Well, now, on some jobs like maintenance work, where the work is different every day, the foreman gives his job instruction and safety instruction at the same time he makes his work assignment. Well, on almost every job, when a foreman gives an order, he needs to give some instruction with it. He tells them what to do and how to do it.
Well, a lot of hazards wouldn't be covered in job instruction. What about people who trip over things, fall down stairs, and so forth?
Well, that's why job instruction is only one of the necessary accident prevention methods. Posters, meetings, contests, rule books, and other activities that keep people interested are all part of the training program.
I guess the personal interview is pretty hard to beat.
Probably the most effective, but the least used, Walt. I schedule my work so I can have a personal chat with each man in the department at least every few days. I talk about a lot of things besides safety, but you can be sure safety is always one of the things I get over to them. And if you'll get your employees reporting on unsafe practices, you'll turn up a lot of hazards before the accidents happen.
Sure, an important part of training is to check up and put a stop to every unsafe practice you discover. If you let an unsafe act get by, even once, it tends to become a habit. It isn't just new employees who need training. Every now and then we find an experienced man who needs instruction.
It's just as you said. Training begins at the employment office and never ends.
These foremen have given us some ideas that have proved their value time and again. In review, to train all employees to work safely, several good foremanship methods are used. First, new employees are properly introduced to the company and learn its policies. They must be given correct job instruction and safety instruction at the same time. To do this, it is necessary to analyze each job before it is taught, and to be sure that the foreman or other instructor knows and practices the four-point method of job training. The training process goes on continuously. In fact, every order to do a job requires complete instruction on how to do it. And to be complete, instruction must include safety. Continuous activity to keep every employee interested in safety all the time must supplement specific job instruction. Personal interviews with every worker keep workers interested in safety and keep the foreman informed about hazards. All this takes time. But as John Payne says,
it takes less time to prevent accidents than it does to have them.
The foreman who is really the manager of his department will so plan this important job that his department works at top efficiency all the time, that there are no costly delays caused by accidents. This is Production with Safety, your contribution to the war effort.